The base isn't so fast, so I don't have to. Continuing on, Sikha Beis Amar Aleph, Menonimili. We just did the Mishnah, or we did the Mishnah, which told us that. Yeah, I'm just thinking about going back to something else. Okay, but we did a Mishnah, which said. We did a. There's a Ran that was in line of something we said. But maybe it was. And so, so Gemara wants to know. How do we know? We talked about this psul. So the Mishnah says a sukkah which is higher than 20 ounces psula. Rabbi Yehuda's Masha. Okay, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara originally went into the lashon of psula. Why did it say psula here as opposed to an erevin where it says yamai? But it got through with that, and we did that a lot before. Now we're going to get into the meat of the issue of the psula of 20. I mean, why should there be a maximum height? Who cares? I mean, let's see how tall I make it. For instance, is there a maximum size? No. It could be as big as you want it to be. Could be the whole state of Idaho. Okay? But the height, as long as it's not more than 20 amos. Okay? 20 amos is the shear according to the Chacham. The question is, why is there a shear? What's the reason for the shear? And there are three shittos, for three different theories as to why it is that there's even a maximum shear altogether. So that's where Gemara starts. Minahani Mili. It's like 10 lines into the Gemara. Beis Amar Aleph and Sukkah Minahani Mili. So, where do you know these words from? That is a psul of 20. Amar Rabba, the Amar Kra, the Man Yidu Doroseichem, Kibasuko, Soshafti Esben Yisrael. So that the generations should know. Okay, this is where it says, Masuko Station Shivas Yabma, I believe. You should live in 7 days, the Man Yidu Doroseichem, so that the generations should know, Kibasuko Soshafti Esben Yisrael, Potio Samir Sosraim. Okay, so that people know that God, caused us to dwell in Sukkos. Okay, a question whether it means the Anani Kavod or a real Sukkos. Tahats, whichever the case says, caused us to dwell in Sukkos in the Midbar. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ad Esrim Alma Adam Yadeh Shudar B'Sukkah. Until 20 Amos, a person knows that he's living in the Sukkah. Okay? He sees the roof. Right? It's obvious to the guy in the sukkah that he's sitting in a sukkah. Lemaila me'asra ma'in adam yadeh shadar b'sukkah. Mishad lo shalta ba'ina. Above 20, he doesn't know that he's even living in a sukkah. Because his eyes aren't naturally drawn that high. So if the roof is 20 amos, above 20 amos high, he's not going to know that he's sitting in the sukkah. And Laman Yidu Dor Seichem, that all it's a play on the Pasuk, that on all, so the generations will know that he's sitting in that Sukkah, because it reminds us of Sukkah. Right? So if you don't see it, it's not going to be good. Okay? You don't see it, it's not going to be good. Right? So how do you explain this simple pshat? Can someone explain this without knowing anything about Rashi or anything? How would you explain this pshat? What's pshat? Why is it possible? Someone just, yeah.
If the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, then objectively, the objective shear is that a person's eyes won't naturally
see it. Okay, and therefore, you know, that's the other part that I don't.
Therefore, it's not considered a real viewer of the roof.
Okay, explain the Laman Yedu part, though. Laman Yedu part. Laman Yedu. What's it say?
It has to be clearly evident to you that you're in the sukkah.
It has to be evident that you're in the sukkah. Why?
Part of the character of the sukkah is that it has to...
That part of the mitzvah is Laman Yedu. That you will know.
Laman Yedu what? That you'll know that...
That you'll know that you're in a sukkah.
It will remind you that God sheltered B'nai Yisrael.
Right. Okay, that's so much. That's simple pshat. Simple pshat means the mitzvah of sukkah was given so that generations will know that this event took place in the midbar. And if you're sitting in a dira where you don't see the schach, so it's not, you're not going to see the schach, and it's not going to bring to mind the sukkos shavtis from Yisrael. It's not going to bring to mind the proper ideas which is supposed to bring to mind. Yeah.
Even without the Rashi problems,
right.
Isn't it unusual for the idea of the Laman to interfere with the mitzvah?
Okay, so that's a good question. I mean, so for starters, I mean, okay, it's very nice. It sounds like Tamei HaMitzvah. Laman Yeh, that's why God made a mitzvah. But bottom line is, now you have a mitzvah. So what do you mean, how does this philosophy... Yeah, that's the reason for it. But So let's say I was sitting in a sukkah, but I was closing my eyes. So you can say now you'll say the mitzvah because I didn't, I didn't even know about the event. I never read a chumash, and I never knew about that event which happened in the midbar, and I just sit in a sukkah. So you're not going to say that since the whole purpose is l'man yidur seichem kiva sukkah tushavti, and I don't know about it, you say I'm not yotzei. So it's true, you'll say, yeah, but that's just a random case. This is an objective type of a thing. Yeah, but still, I mean, it's still that's the point is that sounds like a philosophical type of a thing. You know, it's strange that you're having like it seems to be this like a philosophy as part of the halacha. So that's strange. Okay. So two questions. One question. No questions. One question is just that's strange. Okay, now we're going to see Rashi, and then we have another question, okay? But simple pshat, there's a simple pshat of the Gemara, that's what you'd say. But the point is, Rashi seems to diverge a little bit from the simple understanding of the Gemara, okay? Let's see. I think so, at least. Rashi says, L'man yedu, okay? Asei sukkah, sheyeshivasa nikaras l'cha. Make a sukkah whose dwelling in it is noticeable to you. Dichsev, because the pasuk says, Yedu ki basukoso shafti, you should know that in sukkahs I cause it to dwell. Tzivisi leishev. Let's read it, not that you should know that I made Klal Yisrael dwell in the sukkahs. Rather, it's a play on words. Or it's a drush that it should be the man yedu, you should know kibasukos tzivisi leishev. Not that in historically that you should know about the historical fact, but you should know that when you're sitting in the sukkah that God commanded you to sit in the sukkah. Okay, so therefore what? Does he still go? He keeps going, right? Hachi darish lai. Okay. Oh, fine. So then, therefore, it's saying, so since you have to know that God commanded you to, when you sit in the sukkah, you have to know that God commanded you to sit in the sukkah. So if it's going to be too hard that you don't see it, you're not going to know that. Okay. Hachi darshav alpha gavdein yotzei midei pshuto. Aye, but that's not pshat in the pasuk. It doesn't mean lamani that you should know that the generation should know that God commanded us to sit in the sukkah. Rather, the heck of an ane kavur, because the pshat is they should. I'm sorry, Africa, then you assume Pshuto, the heck of an ane kavur, even though you can't go out of Pshat. Simple Pshat is talking about that the generation should know that God caused us to dwell in the ane kavur, with the protection of the ane kavur. So now you're changing it and saying, not that we should know about a historical event, but you should know about right now that it's because of mitzvah. That's not Pshat in the Pasuk. He says, but, Nihu Doshin and little Joshua. So even though that's not Pshat, this is a Josh. The drush, apparently, there's a Torah is nitan lidareh, so there's a simple pshat, and there's a drush. So the simple pshat is the right talking about an anek avar. That the pasuk was the Torah mitzvah was given to the generation that will know about an anek avar. But it's a limud that it's l'man yedu dora seichem ki basukos tzivisi leishev. That all generations should know that in the sukkah I caused you to dwell. I commanded you to dwell. Okay? So it's pretty complicated,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's, I think, the problem. I mean, it would seem, on the surface, that, like, we didn't have to get into these problems with the simple pshat. You know, like, Rashi's saying, simple pshat, forget about it. It's not happening. Okay? You have to make up this drush and change around what the pasuk means, and read the pasuk as if it's not saying anything about Nanei Kavod, but it's just saying that you have to sit in the sukkahs in order that you'll know that God commanded you to sit in the sukkah. Somehow, like, you need kavana or so, something like that, you know? Well, what was wrong with saying it simple? It was the way we read it. Simple pshat. L'man yidur seicha, and that generation should know that it was sukkos l'shaydes b'nei Yisrael, that God ananikavo, that God gave us ananikavo. That's the pit's purpose of the mitzvah. And therefore, if it's above 20, no one's going to know that. Because no one's going to even know that you're there sitting in a sukkah, so it's not going to bring that to mind objectively or whatever. And therefore, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. So that's... It's in Mekiros Nepshuta. Well, we don't have to make a... Why does he have to make a drush and change the reading of the pasuk and, you know, and this whole thing? It just seems like it lends itself to a simpler interpretation. I mean, I think when you read Rashi, that's why it's even hard to figure out what he's doing. I mean, Pshat is very hard to figure out because you think you understand it already. So now you're trying to twist things around and try to understand it in a new way. But obviously Rashi wasn't satisfied with that interpretation. And he's making, you know, I mean, that's what you have to conclude, is if he's making up this funny thing, obviously for some reason he wasn't happy with that explanation, and therefore he has to give something else. So what was it? Why not? Why was he unhappy? And what's he trying to do? Okay. One step. Start with one thing. Well, the first question is, why is Rashi getting so complicated? Okay, let's answer that. Why isn't Rashi happy with just saying it's has to remind you of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Sukkos Hashavti and the Anikavod and all that, and therefore this isn't good because it doesn't remind you of that, right? I mean, why does Rashi reject that approach completely and look for something else?
Seems to be related to Moshe's question, because we don't have that in the Torah.
Yeah, agree. So Rashi, I'd say, that's right, because of Moshe's first point, is that that's philosophy. You can't have a mitzvah like that. You can't say the mitzvah is the Tzuras HaLacha is going to be in a way that it reminds you of the event upon which mitzvah sukkah was set up. You can't have a mitzvah like that. I mean, it's not a halachic thing to say it's a nice philosophy. But that's not, you can't say halachically the sukkah must be such that it reminds me of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it reminds me of Anane Kava. That's not a halachic thing. Halachically, you have to tell me the Tzuras HaMitzvah in terms of the categories of the Chafetz Shel Sukkah and the categories of Yeshiva B'Sukkah in the halachic framework. Can't say it's remind me of philosophical ideas. It's not halacha, it's philosophy. Okay, so therefore Rashi, right away, he's not going there. Okay, that's why he starts. I think that's what you say. That's why he's looking for something more halachic. Okay, because he knows that. Forget about it. That's why he changes. He sets you right away. He tells you don't. You know, he's throwing you out of there. So now the question is, what? So he says to be saying something more halachic. You know what I mean? And he says pretty. now he says pretty straightforward. I think he says.
That's very
categorical. Yeshivas nikaras lecha, which means, it seems, that the yeshiva, that it's not just, as David's getting, it's not that you're just sitting in a sukkah, okay? That you're located, your abstract, your location is in a sukkah. But the yeshiva, so to speak, must have that characteristic. There's an experience of yeshiva b'sukkah. You know what I mean? That the your ma'isi yeshiva must, so to speak, incorporate the chafetz shel sukkah. You know what I mean? That the place which you're in has to be an element of your dira. Now, how is that? Oh, well, because since man looks around, there's such a thing as a person's surroundings, his environment, the ambiance. So the place that a person's in affects, that's why a person lives in a nice house. It affects the experience of the dira relates to the makom which he finds himself in. So you don't just happen to be in a house, but the dira experience is affected or incorporates into it, not just whether you're getting wet or not, but it has the whole structure as a part of the dira experience. So it's saying that that the dira must include the shem sukkah. The experience of the dira must be a dira shel sukkah. So how does that take place? Through the fact that when you're sitting in there, you see the schach, because your sight is what makes it a reality to you insofar as your dira, through your senses. So if the sukkah is such that the height is beyond the person's, it's not in the person's immediate frame of reference, when she's not going to be aware of the schach. Remember, sukkah shem schach makers. The essence of a sukkah is the schach. So if you make a sukkah in a way where a yeshiva in there will just be a yeshiva in the sukkah, but not a yeshiva shell sukkah, so to speak, then that's not kosher. Okay, it must the yeshiva is not just in a sukkah, but it has that characteristic. You know, now that's so that good on Rashi's bar is what it has that for the sukkah. It's very nice. Okay, it's good. But that's his first thing he says. It's asa sukkah she yeshiva nikaras lecha. It means the yeshiva is nikaras. It means it brings to mind that it's a yeshiva shel sukkah. It's noticeable. So it means it's not just noticeable, it's incorporated. It's a category in a dira is the surroundings in which the dira is taking place. Yeah.
Is that then, like we were talking about before, is that a characteristic of the sukkah?
That's a good question. Let's hold that off for a second. Because you could say at this point,
two ways. You could say it means...
If you live in a sukkah that has that type of characteristic,
yeah, or your maisa. Yeah, right. You could say that it's a halacha in a yeshiva basukkah that is telling you the maisa yeshiva basukkah is a certain kind of
and
a maisa.
And
right. Therefore, descriptively, your sukkah has to be that way. Right. Or you could say it's actually a halacha in the chafetz shel sukkah itself.
That has to incorporate that kind of yeshiva.
Yeah, right. That has to incorporate that kind. Well, was it left in the category of maisa yeshiva, or was it,
it
thrown
like,
into the world of?
I think the first way is more direct, but it doesn't fit exactly like the lashon.
Yes. So let's leave the problem. Okay, let's leave the question. I think it's a good point. It's a good theoretical question. I mean, it doesn't affect the idea that much. It's a question of where to place it. But let's leave the question. Okay. I think we're going to be able to come out one way positively soon. Okay, but let's leave it for now. Okay, the main idea doesn't make a difference for us. It's a detail. So let's leave it. Okay. So now the question is: so how does the reads in the pasuk? Says the chsev, right? Because if you were dealing with that whole philosophical explanation, it would be very good to fit into the pasuk. So, but now when you start getting all halachic and make it into like a technical tzuras halacha, now you have a hard time fitting into the pasuk. Right? I mean, that's why we would learn it the other way, is because that's just, you could see how the pasuk tells you that. I mean, where does the pasuk tell you this halachic tour, you know? It says very halachic thing. So he says, halachic, so it's a drush. He says, you're right. Simple pshat in the pasuk is philosophy. It's telling you the objective, the philosophical objective of mitzvah sukkah, so that all the generations will be a fact in Klal Yisrael for all generations that this event took place. Okay? Or fact in the whole world. This event took place. That's a philosophical objective. But there's a drush. There's another way to read the pasuk. I'll be drush because pasuk is a simple pshat, but then it lends itself. It's nitan lidarish. The Torah shebuksav is nitan lidarish. And the halachic, you could deduce halachos from the way the Torah phrased itself. So it's saying it lends itself to another reading. Okay, and the other reading he says is l'man yidor sein ki besukos. CVC Leishev, saying that the you should know, you should live in the sukkah, so that the generations should know that you are commanded to live in a sukkah. Okay, so I think that's good. I mean, it's saying that when you're dwelling in the sukkah, the mitzvah should be apparent to you. Whereas it should be known to you that you're involved in the mitzvah sukkah. So the way that takes place halachically is that the maisa, the dira itself incorporates, must of necessity incorporate the halachic entity, the chavetz shel sukkah. It's not just that you have a sukkah and you can't happen to be dwelling inside of a sukkah. But the dira itself must include the chavetz shel sukkah. So thereby, the way the halachic structure is set up is that you must, of necessity, be aware of the fact that you're in the sukkah. That's what it's
like. Is that expressed by tivisi leishev?
Kibasukos tivisi leishev.
The laman is a little funny, I think, in terms, because it's not really so that, it's just that's part of, you know, the maizah, so it seems like.
Right.
Tivisi means, I think, maybe it's not to move out of your house, you have to move into the sukkah.
It's easier to move into the sukkah. I mean, that's the ability of the
sukkah. I think it just means that the sukkah should
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I understand. Let's see, but let me think about that. Right. Okay, let me think about that one. I don't think maybe it's that the fact that the dira...
I mean, I could see one advantage that he's getting by doing that, because he's removing it from the whole historical thing. Right. I mean, that I can see.
What he means that...
Is he alluding to the... Your yeshiva has to be tied to the chashanah.
Yeah, then he means that he's saying...
As opposed to the other meaning of hoshavdi, which is...
No, that the mitzvah is to dwell in sukkos. Well, it means is that you're going out and you're living in this place, right? Now, you don't know, if it's above 20, for instance, you wouldn't know if it's a sukkah or if it's another house.
Right.
Right? So it's saying it must be clear that it's basukos tivis leishev, that it's in a sukkah that the mitzvah is relating to. I mean, that when you're living in this place, in this new place on Sukkot, it should be clear that this mitzvah that you're living in, what kind of a dira this makom is, that it's a sukkah. I mean, and that's what God commanded us to live in. It's not that God just commanded me to move into your house. You know what I mean? But it should be clear what kind of house exactly it is that the mitzvah is telling you. It's not that I won't know that it's a mitzvah, but I'll know it's a mitzvah, but what kind of a dira is it? I mean, I may know that I'm doing the mitzvah. I may have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah of yeshiva, right. Whatever, but yeshiva, but what? Yeshiva in an apartment building? Yeshiva in a... But it should be no. That it should be clear that it's basukos CVC leishev.
Apparently it's part of all.
The underline is in the basuka. So the CVC isn't, not that you should know that it was commanded. Yeah. You know that it's commanding. But now what was commanded, the sukkos element, should be a part of the person's mindset when he does it. Now, not that he thinks about it. See, that's what but a dira with a roof below 20, it automatically becomes a part of the person's mindset. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's not kavana. I'm saying it's just the nature of dira is such that it incorporates its surroundings within 20 amos. So therefore, if you're there, you're gonna know that it's a sukkah. There's an experience, and it's true. I mean, you're sitting in a sukkah. You know, you're sitting in a sukkah. It's a certain experience of yeshiva a sukkah. That's what I'm saying. It's not. It shouldn't just be you happen to be in a sukkah, but you don't even know about it. You know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can understand now how it fits into the puzzle. That the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah in such a way that you know that you're sitting in the sukkah. But I mean, why should that be different than any other mitzvah, knowing exactly like what you're doing?
Oh, okay. So that's what he's saying is. Then he says, "Aye, but this is a crazy way to read the puzzle. It's not psar in the puzzle, and you can't take it right." He says, "No, this is the josh." Right, so why should it be? So it could be, I mean, this is what I was thinking. Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. That's what's bothering you. Perhaps it's saying is that that really, see, the difference is a pshat and the drush in general. It would be nice if you could make them related to each other. You know what I mean? That it's not, it would be good if there could be some unification amongst the pshat and the drush. So pshat in the pasuk is that the philosophical objective of sukkah is that everyone, later generations, will be aware of the event. How did that take place? That has a halachic expression. The drush is the halachic. I want to say is the drush is the halachic expression of that idea. How is that expressed halachically? The tsuras hamitzvah is such that it demands a dira of a yeshiva shel sukkah. You know what I mean? It demands that kind of a maisa dira. And that's a strange kind of a maisa. You know what I mean? That's going to, that's the first step in bringing to mind, to get your attention. And, well, this is a very insecure kind of a living. Well, they lived like this in the Midbar for 40 years, right? You know what I mean? So in other words, if you were able to do a yeshiva besukkah, which would be just like a normal dira, it wouldn't be a dira shel sukkah, then for instance, in modern times, and we'd make big, nice sukkahs, so all I'd never know, and then the whole event, which is supposed to trigger, would be lost. You know what I mean? So, so the idea of the mitzvah is made into a halacha, it's incorporated into the halacha through the categories which dira lends itself to. That it has to be a yeshiva shel sukkah. And now you think, wait, why yeshiva shel sukkah? My dira itself is a dira shel sukkah. Is there significance to a sukkah? Right. So there is. So it's the halacha. But that's good philosophy, but that's not a halacha. The halacha, it's amazing, is that it exists. You could, even if you didn't know philosophy at all, you just explain halachically, the Torah can make any halachic formulation it wants. And now your question is, but why should it make such a formulation? But that's not a halachic question. That's like a mad halachic kind of a question. Why did the Torah choose that formulation here? Well, that is the hook I think it fits in well with the philosophy. And that's not a halachic question. It's philosophy.
Without the Rashi, if we just said, kibasuko soshavti, then if we said that therefore the halacha is that you have to know what you're doing... The difference between what we said there and what we said here is that it didn't go through the medium of a halacha.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. See, then you'd be, if without Rashi, you wouldn't understand halacha. I mean, that's not how halacha works. So Rashi's showing you
there's a halacha mechanism.
That halacha is halacha. You know what I mean? So it's true you have underlying the halacha could be a philosophical objective and all, but that can't be halacha. I mean, you can't mix halacha and philosophy. So first he defines the halacha for you. And that exists purely in the categories of yeshiva, and there's nothing which is lacking at all, halachically. Your question was, why should it be different? But that's not a question. That's like a meta, you know.
Yeah.
But the
the reason behind it, he's saying it's not arbitrary that in a mitzvah sukkah, this is the way it was right. formulated, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so it's saying it's incorporated, and it could be that's the drush. It could be that's the drush because you don't have many places. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, we could think about this, but I'm just going to say it. For you don't have many places where the Torah expresses itself for the Tamei Mitzvahs. I mean, you don't have that often, you know? It doesn't say, do this mitzvah so that, take a little mitzvah so that you'll think of Shemach HaShem, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where do you, how often do you have the pasuk telling you Tamei HaMitzvahs? Yeah. So it could be with a... Because the question is, like, when you have a Jewish, usually you have a word which is funny or a grammatical thing. Like, well, what's there to play off of, you know what right. I mean? But it could be, it's a, why is the Torah expressing the Tamei HaMitzvahs to you? I mean, so, you know, study Tamei HaMitzvahs, study Rishon, they'll tell you what it's for, you know? But it could be that the fact the Torah is expressing it to you is... Torah Shabbat Peh tells you that Tamei HaMitzvahs is incorporated into the halachic structure. Not as a philosophical, of course it has to be in the language of right. halacha. Yeah. So that's the halachic formulation of it. But it could be the drush, the fact that you're as nitanli daresh could be through the fact that it's expressing itself in an abnormal way for Torah Shabbat. It's not that the Torah is going to do that. So the drush is that tam eventuates in halacha. I mean, normally you don't have that. Normally you're not going to find a direct correlation. It's minohani mili. How do you know from the psav? Okay? Any questions? Press pause for a second. Can we do? Hey, we have some time. Let's just get this shot a little bit, okay? And let me tell you the case. It's a case in Erevin. The case is basically it's a machlokas, but you have a case where you have schach. Let's say you have a sukkah, which is 20. Well, let's say it's really 19 amos high, okay? But you have very thick schach, and the schach are say two amos thick, okay? So the sukkah. Schach is 2 amos thick. So if you measure from the bottom of the schach, it's really 19 amos. If you measure from the top of the schach, it's 21 amos.
It's an evil case.
Okay? So should that be good or should that not be good? Okay?
Thick schach.
Thick schach, yeah. Thick schach.
Not foot and a half.
So according to this reasoning, what?
According to this reasoning, it should be good.
It should definitely be good according to this reasoning, yeah, right? Because if the whole psoul is based on what you see, so it's really how far is the bottom of the schach, because that's what you see. So the Gemara says like this. So it says, Ksas kasha lishna kama de beresh erevan. Gabi mixas sukkah v'soch esrim. That's what it means. Part of the sukkah v'soch esrim. It doesn't mean part of the area of the sukkah. It means part of this, you know, the schach is thick. So part of the schach is below 20. The part is the thickness. Part of the thickness of the schach is below 20. The Amar Rabba Hasukkah Psula. Rabba says the sukkah is possible. And the same Rabba. Hashalta Baina. Given the Echalo Asim, but you I see it. The Rabba Garas Asim Kiyacha. It's Rabba there, like here. The Rabba Paligasim. The Amar Zevzek Gashim. Chalal Sukkah Tanan. Chalal Mavoy Tanan. So there, Rava, that's just the quote. Rava argues there with Rava. So you can't tell me, I know what you're going to try to do. You're going to try to say when it says Rava, it doesn't really mean Rava, it means Rava. It's one of those... yeah, but he's saying you can't say that because Rava argues. Yeah, because Rava, Palig Hasam. Because Rava and that Gemara argues, yeah, right, argues and says the opposite. So so you can't say that was really... right? I think maybe Rava. I'm not sure it's true, but I think maybe Rava came after Rava.
Yeah, Rava.
So
therefore,
So it could be that it can be a switcheroo. You know what I mean? Like Rava was first, and then Rava came along. So you could have, if you just had one, you could have said it's Rava. But now when you have someone commenting on the first one, it was the first one was Rava, and now it's Rava. So you see, Rava was the one who held that it's possible that below 20 is possible. So if the bond is possible below 20, yeah. But you're telling me the whole reason is because you have to be able to see the thing. That's a part of the experience of Dira, that you're seeing it and all that. But the experience of Dira goes to the bottom of the schach, not the top of the schach. I have no idea what's going on in the top part of my roof. I just know it's my ceiling. I don't know my roof. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying. It's a ksas kasha. Okay? I know, it's funny. Ksas kasha. Yeah. But I guess you could argue ksas kasha, because look, I mean, this is the... halachically, it's a schach. I don't know, whatever. So let's see. V'yishalmar. The hamifarish hasam taima. The Gemara explains there. Mishum the sukkah to be yachid kahave, since a sukkah is a private thing, lokam midkar. Person is not gonna notice it. He's not gonna be careful. He's not gonna remember the halacha that it has to be below 20. Vizimnin de mishtakil militachas ove hasachach. Anichnas Sof Asrim, and at times he's going to take out from the bottom of the thickness of the schach, which comes below 20, the kind of kula Ma'alim Asrim, and it's going to turn out that you're only going to be left with schach above 20, so it's a gezerah. If you look over there, he says, if you look at the sugi there, you realize it's a gezerah that you're going to take out, you're going to thin out the schach, and then you're going to have above 20. So since sukkah is a private thing, it's saying as opposed to mavoi, if that one guy does it, someone in the town is going to notice what he's doing and he's going to stop him. But a sukkah is a private thing, so we're worried that a guy is going to end up doing that. So therefore, they say, if any part of it's above 20, it's possible. One second. So, right? Ravina also says a different reason why we're choshesh by sukkah. Not because it's private, but because it's a deoraisa. So since it's a deoraisa, we're more choshesh for this type of a concern. For the fact that a guy's going to take out the schach. Well, there are two different reasons why you're choshesh by sukkah as opposed to mavo. Is it because it's private? So people are a private thing, you're not going to have people reminding you? Or because, no, it's not so much because of the reminding factor, but it's a bigger chashash because it's deoraisa. Deoraisa, you have to be worried about this kind of thing. But mikom mako mashma de deoraisa kshera. But you see, from the way the Gemara is learning, that this isn't a psalm in HaTorah, it's a psalm in the Rabbanan. So really, in HaTorah, in Echonami, you're right. That if the Chalal, as long as the space of the sukkah is below 20, there's no problem. The bottom of the sach. Because l'shaltabayinah, that's what Rabbah holds, l'shaltabayinah, it's in line with this thing. But there's a separate gezerah midirabanan, separate gezerah midirabanan.
That Rabbah didn't hold by?
Rabbah held by. But Rabbah's just explaining, here Rabbah's explaining the reason for the psal of above 20. He says, so that you'll see it. Right. Now you'll say, aye, so how does Rabbah say a psal of that, you know, if the bottom is below, you know, as long as the bottom of the schach is, say the top of the schach is above 20 is possible, why should that be a psal? It doesn't make any sense. You see it. You think that's Gzerim Midrabbanan. Because if you holla, it definitely would be possible, because it's above 20. So it's Gzerim Midrabbanan, then maybe you can come to do that. Right? It sounds like he's answering the question perfectly. I mean, there's no question anymore. Right? I mean, it's perfect.
Well, the answer's a little
funny. Yeah. Right. But it's a gezeira. I mean, for Tosa's purposes, so far as Tosa's concerned, I mean, the question is answered. My question is there anything, could he take anything from Tosa? You know what I mean? Conceptually. Does it shed any light on the sugya in any way? You know what I mean?
How it relates to something like that?
Let's leave the question. But is there anything misvara? Does this do anything for our understanding of Shitas Rabbah? You know what I mean? Like, you could just read the Tosafos and say you worked it out, there's no problem, and that's it. And there's
nothing, probably,
you
know, not.
Right. No, I mean, you know. Right. What could you derive? I think there is something you could derive from about Rabbah from Tosis. You know, I mean, I think there's something more to it than the fact that it's a gezerah. Because, I mean, you could say, I mean, I don't know if you could argue, but I mean, you could say, I mean, what's a hav mean? I mean, it's obvious. The Gemara's open that it's a gezerah there. So, I mean, what's he bothered? Like, what's he bothered by? You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds like, but you could say that's Tosis' job. Tosis' job is, you know, if there's a contradiction, you have to explain it. But it's not, you know, you could argue. I mean, I'm not so much bothered saying what's the Av, you know, because whatever. I'm not so bothered by that kind of question. But I'm just saying, there's something you could derive if you think about it.
I don't have an idea. I was just thinking on top of my head, just that maybe.
That is an idea. Hmm? Just an idea off the top of your head. Let's think about it. Okay. Well, think about it. There's no reason to rush it. I mean, we'll think about it, because there's no thought about it yet. So let's think about this. And then let's do the next Shita. Rav Zera. Sukkah, yeah.